A peace agreement was signed in Liberia last summer, ending 14 years of civil war. However, the United Nations Security Council recently refused to lift its sanctions against Liberia, saying the country is still too unstable. Common Ground's Cliff Brockman talked with Amira Hawk of the United Nations Development Program. Hawk says Liberia faces numerous obstacles on its way to recovery.
We have a situation in Liberia where there has been really a total gap, many years, very little that is actually functioning in the country in terms of civil service. We've got a situation of widespread human rights abuses. We've got very little in terms of government structure. Any systems, for example, even the firefighting department, not working, no firefighters around. Teachers, health workers, nurses who haven't been paid salary in 6 months or longer. No access to, regions outside of Monrovia. So yes, I think that, what one gets a picture of from those who've been there is really one of a failed state. But I think that there is possibility to revive these institutions, and I think it'll take the bringing together of international community and the cooperation and coordination between the mission, the humanitarian actors, political developments to get Liberia on the road again.
Situation like that, where do you start?
One is to provide the security, and I think the provision of troops, and Jacques Klein is in negotiation right now to get troops mobilized from countries. So I think that level of the security is number one. Then will be the access to people and being able to get into areas of the countries that one hasn't been able to reach in providing the humanitarian assistance for people, the food, shelter, looking at the right situation. And of course, in a situation such as Liberia, one doesn't look at the situation in the country in isolation. So there's a regional response to these kind of situations. So working with the governments, working with ECOWAS will be absolutely critical in this process.
There have been reports of food shortages and people dying of starvation. How bad is that?
From our colleagues who are working in the humanitarian situation, I think it is desperate and stark situation. There are reports of militia that are committing human rights abuses. There are many refugees who have fled Liberia as well. So one is the ability to be able to get food and the access and roads that are opening up to the populations that have been beyond the reach of the humanitarian workers. So it is a difficult situation, but I think access is gradually happening, and I think there are sufficient now food in the warehouses that are coming in, and once the port is secured, that has been a great step in being able to deliver food to the people.
I'm sure you're still in a crisis mode in Liberia, crisis recovery, but when do you think you'd be able to think about some true economic development there?
The response comes in phases, but I think the planning is already well ahead. And there are discussions of having some kind of, bringing donors together in terms of what the needs and the requirements will be to finance the reconstruction and recovery for Liberia. Right now, the emphasis, as it must be, is on the humanitarian side. But nevertheless, we already need to look at communities that need to be addressed and strengthened so that the soldiers and others who are going to be demobilized can be reintegrated into the communities and can have jobs. One needs to look at when the transitional government goes in there. As I understand it, the treasury and the coffers are empty. How does one provide the immediate infusion of resources to pay the civil servants, the government workers, the health workers? So funds need to be established. I think the government of Liberia Liberia is in arrears with the international financial institutions. So a lot of all these discussions are going on in terms of planning for not only the immediate relief and the immediate recovery programs, but looking at what the long-term economic solution will be and the sources of revenue, looking at the private sector, the role that women can play in strengthening communities and ensuring that the peace process holds and bringing together the different factions. So I think a lot of the economic work already is in the stages of planning, the long-term reconstruction work.
How long do you think it'll take the country to recover?
As you said, it's been a long process, and for the last 14 years, we've seen the gradual sort of dismantling of so many government structures. As I said, right now, it's a situation of just humanitarian response. People have been displaced. The capacity of the country is greatly reduced, and all these take time. So I think it will be a gradual process. It has to be in phases, but I imagine that by the time the capacity and everything else is developed, we're looking at, you know, a 5 to 10 year horizon of development in Liberia.
Amira Hawk is the Deputy Director for Crisis Prevention and Recovery for the United Nations Development Program. For Common Ground, I'm Cliff Brockman.